fair to say the fishing industry at the moment is going through many, many challenges. I think I've been in the fishing business for nearly 35 years, and I don't remember the industry ever being, you know, facing day-to-day crises as it is at the moment. You know, we have issues around port allocation. We have issues around third countries fishing in our waters. We have overfishing of mackerel by non-EU countries, which is leading to a decline in the stock. We obviously have climate change, which is affecting fish distribution and fish patterns within in our own waters. And then, you know, we've the national issues around, you know, just issues with our own department, just in terms of engagement. We have a new minister who, I have to say, has done his best, and he's very, very free with his time with us, and has listens carefully to what's going on. And listen to the issues we have. Your proposal at this stage is, in the last number of sort of 10, 15, 20 years, there's been a dedicated fisheries fund or seafood fund. The last fund of that is for the period of 2020, 22 to 26. And that was 6.1 billion was allocated to that. Under this new proposal, that becomes, is cut to 2 billion. And that 2 billion is across all the member states, so we're obviously going to get a smaller allocation of a smaller pot. You know, there is access potentially to other funds within the bigger framework, but there we're competing. We'll be competing with agriculture and all the other industries, similar industries, you know. So it's for Kinnebags, it means that really we're looking at a less funding at a time when we know the industry really does need a boost in terms of investment and some support to the sector, because we have an aging fleet, but at the moment, you know, a lot of the owners have little confidence in investing, or just don't have the resources to invest at the moment. So, you know, at a certain stage, those vessels become too old, and, you know, really, it's the end game for them at that stage. So we really, the shortfall in funding potentially under this proposal is a big issue for us.
And the Seafood Industry Alliance has warned that up to 16,000 jobs could be lost nationwide. Like, is this a realistic figure, and what kind of roles would be most affected?
Well, look, 16,000 is the total employment in the sector itself. So, you know, I think we would be fairly confident there'll be some level of a fishing industry. But really, where the of that 16,000, there's around 3,000 jobs directly employed on the fishing vessels themselves. So, you know, if you have less fish, less vessels, then you have less crew. So that's really where you would see the reduction in employment. And of course, then that has knock-on effects in terms of the processors, because obviously, if the processors don't have any fish, they don't need people in the factory. So, you know, it's hard to gauge how many exactly of those figures, of that 16,000. But, you know, everybody's job there is potentially on the line going forward, you know.
And how urgent is this situation? Like, is there still time to influence the EU's final decision?
Oh, there is. I mean, this big financial framework proposal goes into what's called co-decision, where it's discussed between the member states and the European Parliament. And that process can take, you know, it can take up to a couple of years. You know, in some cases, it can take even longer. For instance, there was a fisheries control regulation that took around 6 years to actually agree on. So there is time. There is still time. It's not a, you know, but we really, you know, we need the government to make alliances with other member states. We need our MEPs to be vocal on the subject in Brussels. As I say, there is time, but the implications in the longer term are quite stark.